Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
All right, so the last few days on the show, I've been noticing something about my hair. I don't know what's causing it, but it seems to be too poofy.
And well, it's definitely poofy today, and I wasn't going to say anything, but it hasn't been poofy this week.
Are you using product?
Using product.
Or gel?
I'm thinking when I put my headphones on.
Yeah, headphone
it's
hair.
It's either a bad haircut.
When's the last time you had a haircut?
What?
When is the last time you had a haircut?
A while ago.
It might be growing out badly.
What's that thing girls use put on
their
head?
I think it's thin, and what did he say? What? I didn't hear him.
A bag?
No.
Like a hairband or a barrette?
It's a hairband. That's what it's called.
Mike, try putting your headphones on like this.
I don't like this.
Put your headphones on like this. Put them like on your forehead and then drag them back, and maybe it'll hold your hair down.
Now it almost looks like you have a man
bun. My video just froze.
Oh no.
Did you guys see it freeze too?
Yes. And you've got
all right, what the F is happening?
Well, now
we've got some.
Please take a picture of that because the hairband look is there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Now we know
what's going on with Skype.
We do not know, Mike. We're finding out as we speak.
God damn it.
Damn it.
Maybe Skype doesn't like his haircut.
No, but the band look isn't so bad.
No, it is. It's like wearing a
what a great freeze frame, too.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
What a great freeze frame that I have to. Yeah. So what are we going to do?
I would say hang up.
Technical people.
Instead of laugh, hang up and call him back,
we will
please.
Hang up. And
thank
then,
you.
Mike, would you prefer...
Men of action.
Would you prefer me to call you or you to call me?
I don't know.
I will call you.
What I prefer is something to work.
Yes.
I understand.
And it's been dog poo from the very beginning.
Yes, which was 20 minutes ago. Agreed. Right.
Calling you now.
We're back. We're back in business. There's no latency on our side.
Rock and roll.
What about your side, as we call you? Hello? Do we lose him?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, there you are.
Hello.
Yay!
Hello.
You look better. Your hair doesn't look better, but you look better.
Actually, your hair has sort of like a...
No, see what I mean? When I put that headphone,
you got the poof.
Just gets the poof, and that means that
that's got to go.
Do this. It's too thin.
Yeah.
Mike, it's a little. There's a different. That's like a little Phil Collins thing going on.
I can see it coming in the air tonight.
Or a 1940s baby that would have just like a little poof of hair on the front. Yeah. Like
no,
sweet
what
tea.
What it is it's a crappy haircut.
Why don't you use in-ear monitors?
The search continues.
You haven't had a...
In-ear monitors.
Because I'm not... God rest his soul. I'm not the late doctor.
Oh, these look like a stethoscope.
So I could wear my cowboy hat.
Bernard. Now, Mike, that's a man who had hair.
That happened while we were gone.
That did.
Bernard.
Now he's gone.
Bernard. Oh, God. All right.
It wasn't a fall, right?
No.
No, it wasn't a fall. You don't die with a fall. You just break stuff. We have falls all the time down here. I took a fall. Last year, I took a fall.
I did last Christmas.
But you're in your early 40s, and it's called alcoholism.
Yeah, well, listen, we're not pointing fingers.
I took a fall because I tripped on a big fat cord in a cramped garage.
Yes, but it was charging your Tesla.
I wish it was charging my Tesla.
By Tesla, you mean golf cart.
As much as I fancy myself environmentally friendly, I have a rather significant carbon footprint.
Yes.
I was running out to get my Eggamuffin this morning.
Oh, yes. Look at
and,
that.
And the
thank you for goes, using that pronunciation.
Eggamuffin. And the car goes, boom, which means fuel.
Yes.
And in my rocket ship, when that fuel light goes on, you've got 600 feet of travel time left.
And it's that's downhill.
It's like, I'll do my car basically goes like that.
Well,
do you know your approximate miles per gallon?
Yes.
And it is?
3.
Like
3 miles
like a Hummer.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not the H2, but the H1.
the real deal.
You pay for the larger engine, and then you pay for the gas. Which
let me ask you this: the Tesla is only as good as your infrastructure. Does your new establishment have a garage that can actually fit more than one car?
Probably not.
Oh, really?
Because you'll probably use it for some storage as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you had it, if it was empty, you could probably easily fit two cars in there.
Yeah, two Kia Souls,
but not that big. With the garage, we are not exactly making a big jump in garage.
Gotcha.
Know, we're making a jump in one extra room.
You got one extra room, which I saw, by the way.
Which you will be sleeping in.
Yes,
and you will be sleeping
in like building a and working.
You are actually going to be the first house guest.
Yeah,
and that's going to be slash prior contractor. That's going to be prior to my sister coming down.
When's she coming down?
She's coming down the end of the month.
You better hope you're coming down. I hope so.
Have you considered a host gift yet?
No, it's me working.
I think so. Yes. Like a lovely set of knives might be appropriate.
No, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to, seriously, I know the drill now after all these years. I'll take Oscar out or sit in my living room.
Yeah, we'll go to Uno's.
Have a drinky poo with him. But I will not. I probably won't go anywhere near him when he's doing.
Yeah, well, he doesn't like when you.
Because I know he hates it. He hates it.
Yeah, you bring tension.
But you said you found a piece of furniture that I'm going to hate.
Yes.
Now, why? Because you were the one that was talking about the set and having this. Look
way. You're
I was
hate
somebody
it.
Who was going the to Oval Office Depot.
You're going to hate it because it has cable management.
I like cable management.
Yeah, but that means once it's managed, it's not easily accessible. It's meant. DJ proof. It's meant
that's
to be
good
done.
Though. You Hence. Mean like you hide it and then it's gone?
Well, yeah, you'd have to like there are cabinets below.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that.
Okay,
I mean, think fine. He doesn't really.
Yeah, but send me a picture.
He doesn't really touch the stuff unless he kicks it, and if it's DJ proof, he can't kick it.
By the way, how long have I had? By the way, when was the last time I kicked anything out of the wall?
Been a while.
It's been about a year.
It's been about a year.
Certainly not this calendar year.
thank you.
Now back to what we began with. You lived in Florida for a long time. Have you ever found a satisfactory barber?
No.
In the whole state,
I had a satisfactory barber. Skill level wise, his personality was unbearable. He was the angriest.
Yeah,
he was the angriest man I have ever known in my lifetime. I mean, angry. Like he would even, put on that rock and roll station. When he'd ask one of the other barbers,
right?
And
he was mad at the world.
Every barber in that office, they had the young ones that were just scared and quiet, and then you had the old men that are all like, meh, meh.
And didn't you have angry lady too?
I had she was the worst of all.
Okay,
she was the one that literally confronted me
about
politics.
Oh no,
this is long before the election. This is long before the election, and it was unplanned. And then I've been to a series of people, and now I'm looking at this, and this isn't going. This is not working for me. But I'm also saying there's an outside possibility that the reason this is puffing up so much is because there's just not enough thickness there to let the
hair.
Could
you pull it to a point like an Ed Grimley thing? Just curious if it could actually raise all that. That's excellent, I must say.
You know what, Mike? Not a bad look.
No.
It makes it look thicker.
It is a good look.
Oh, Oscar, I must say, it's such a great day to be with all of you. I just don't know, I must say. I'm so happy to be playing with my hair, I must say. I must say I'm playing with my hair on the show today. Oh,
you know who would love your hair is Pat Sajak, and he's a decent guy, I must say.
He's a decent guy, I must say. All that Vanna White tried to substitute for him, she failed miserably, I must say. It's really so wonderful to have you here today. This is so exciting to be doing the Mike O'Meara show. I could dance.
Are you opposed to a used product?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to send you two options here.
Was this something from the Imus Ranch?
Oscar and I are working behind the scenes diligently on the air right now.
Well, then it's in front of the diligently. Scenes. But I think what you did with your hair just now was a wonderful treat.
Thanks, a bus say, Rob.
You just checked your soda cup. Did you have a prize on it?
No.
Are they playing like the Monopoly or anything?
No.
I haven't been to McDonald's in a while. No prizes.
That's a lie.
No, that's not a lie. I don't like the McDonald's.
Oh, no, you can't make a bold statement. You don't like McDonald's?
Not
that's
my favorite.
Not true. It's not true.
I mean, that's such a lie.
When was the last time you went to McDonald's?
4 or 5 months ago, probably.
Not the sound you make after you eat McDonald's. Oh.
And also, really involuntary.
I go down, my lady, and I get my egg and muffins, my two egg and muffins, I've been requiring a lot of caramel-colored beverage, which is bad for you, but that's all.
No, it's not. It's fine for you.
Yeah, it's fine. Rob Spiewak, while Oscar's looking for that, I have to tell you, I am becoming you.
Well, that's
becoming you.
For me, great news, but for you, probably very sad. Do you feel that you've resigned yourself to it?
You made a mention this morning of the anniversary of the Elvis Aloha special in
Hawaii. Today is, it's one of the dates that I always try to observe. The 14th of January, 1973, is when the Elvis concert, the Aloha concert, happened in Hawaii. And the reason that it's notable to Elvis fans is that it was the last real shining moment in his career. He would have Okay, go ahead.
Let me say this about it, all right? Everything that is that the Elvis fans loved about Elvis is featured in this concert.
You're right. You're it absolutely was, right.
Now, he's a little druggy. You can tell that he's just a little druggy.
You see,
but
he's not. No.
He's wasted.
No, I've watched
like
it.
Two or three lewds, at
least. I've watched it so many times that I can argue this point. What happens is that the first 4 or 5 songs, he's genuinely nervous because this was the first time an entertainment broadcast was carried via satellite worldwide. They had done
you don't
stuff.
Think he was a li- Rob.
No,
is that he was on drugs since he was 20.
But even the really salacious books that look for every fault with him all agree to the fact that he cleaned up prior to this show. He did get wasted the day after to a point
where
the Memphis Mafia had planned like a tour of the islands and they could not get him out of his room.
Nah, he got through the Hawaii show.
He was clean at that show. Now, about the time he did Love Me, which is I think the 5th or 6th song, he cracks a smile and starts having fun. And then he's just killer through the whole show. But the opening, what you see is perhaps a little bit of a hesitation or maybe like the influence of downers.
When he starts with CC Rider.
Yeah, he's nervous there. Yeah, I think he's really nervous.
But like, can I get back?
I'm
sorry. Compliment.
Yeah.
I still think you got to acknowledge that he had, you know, that's 1973, Rob.
Right.
He had drugs.
Oh, he had
in his body when he was on that stage. I'm saying though, with that all that aside, it is everything people love about Elvis.
I agree.
It's the glitz. It's the jumpsuit.
He's thin.
He is in good shape. He is the voice is in good
Amazing
shape.
Amazing voice. Great.
He's
great
got
orchestra.
The attitude because he is an established performer. And I found it. I see that you put that up, and I decided I'd click on YouTube and watch a couple of clips. And there I am, just going, well, I get it. I get the American original of the that there was, you know, that this man created an entire culture of people, you know, not just the Elvis impersonators, but, you know, the high collar and the how many guys have done the jumpsuit look and all that. And there he was. And you realize you're looking at an American original in name and everything. A singer, not that great a singer. Not that great a singer at all.
I've always said that he had a great voice, but he wasn't a great singer. Mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra is a great singer. What he does with the music. But Elvis had a good voice, but he also, I mean, perfectly untrained.
Perfectly untrained and a band that is as tight gets.
That's the best.
And they're into it, and they're all into it, and they're all together. And he's working with the band, and he's got an amazing drummer.
Ronnie Tutt.
I don't know the name. What was his name?
Ronnie Tutt.
Ronnie Tutt, that looked like he looked like Animal. Wasn't Animal based on Ronnie Tutt?
Probably,
a bit, right?
Probably. Tutt, I think, still might be working. He was also. Did you ever see that Roy Orbison Black and White Night special?
Now you're out of my depth.
Okay, well,
King Tutt?
This was on PBS for many, many years.
Got a condo made of stoner.
But Ronnie Tutt was a very sought after session musician and also one of the only guys that could keep up with the Elvis band. He's great. Part of the TCB band, Mike, Ronnie Tutt. And I love
the TCB band. I'm
sorry. That's what they call. I love the fact that you called attention to the drummer.
Oscar sent me a queen bed platform.
What is
adjustable queen bed base wireless remote control.
Okay, this is what happened.
We'll talk after the show.
I initially sent Mike while Rob was basically pledging his allegiance to Elvis once again. Right. For the fifth time.
But
this
I was
year.
Going, I brought it up. Yeah, I'm yes, the one that, yes, because yes. it's so, the anniversary so, of the Aloha
but,
concert.
But Mike behind the scenes said, send me the pictures of the broadcast desk. Right. So I sent the initial picture was a real broadcast desk.
Right.
And he gave me he basically waved me off like a pitcher.
No, I'll have to take another look. That
isn't cheating. I will have to take another look. And the cheating Red Sox, we'll talk about that later as well. Mm-hmm, yes. So he waved me off. So I'm like, fine, he doesn't like that pitch. Let me send him what I think he wants. And I send him a queen bed.
That's indicating that Oscar thinks that I'd like to do the entire show reclining.
But you know,
with an electric bed to lift my head up, which really, in a perfect world, that might be happening someday.
How many times have you seen someone at a hospital receive visitors and they sit on the bed with them?
Yes,
that would be when you have a guest in the studio. But it's that awkward thing where they just sort of put like one ass cheek on the bed because they're not going to lay with you.
I hold the microphone like Herb Welch. So I'd be like, why are you coming to visit me? Nice to have you.
It's the one ass cheek on the bed. I've done that.
Yeah, because you know there's not enough chairs.
He comes sit down. Right. That's okay. I'll make room. Yeah, and you're like, there's no room, but okay, I'll try.
And the bed's shaped like an S anyway. Because it's the feeder up there.
Sad. That is a sad, sad.
Well, congratulations to Elvis Aaron Presley for
thank you.
I was watching it. And
charisma,
it was mesmerizing.
Yeah.
It was mesmerizing to watch that and just all the slickness and taking the belt off. And boy, somebody, as a hoarder of memorabilia, somebody got that belt.
Someone got the cape. He throws the cape out at the end of the show.
He throws the cape out, and somebody in Hawaii got the cape. And I'm mm-hmm. sure it's somewhere on display, or it was sold
gotta
for
be.
Something.
They have a replica of the cape. I don't know if they ever recovered the original cape.
Some Hawaiian stole it.
I think Don Ho has it.
Don Ho, tiny bubbles. But
how long? How soon after did he pass?
That was January of 73. He died in August of 77. So 4.5 months.
Oh, my.
4 years.
Years.
Four
years. Sorry, 4.5 years. But yeah, but I mean,
four
it's
years.
A.
4 years
a,
later, he's dead.
4 years is. Oh.
And also, it is true, although he was.
Did he make anything else that was viable after that Hawaii show?
He did a couple good live albums. It's funny, you can really chart. There's actual books that chart every concert he did, and he was hot and cold. He would have total disaster concerts and concerts that were great.
Isn't that like, I mean, that's like Eva Whitney Houston. It's a Mariah Carey, mm-hmm. like hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, except for Mariah Carey still alive.
And he was surrounded by anybody that would give him anything he wanted.
Wow.
And you know, I've been living that world of addiction very very closely down here. And that's really what it was. And when you talk about the years of 1973 through 77 when he passed away, I mean, even less was known about it. I mean, but you know, it doesn't matter what we know about it.
No.
I was just a witness to what it does to a human being, where it takes over everything. And I think that it's funny when we think about live shows, which we get really into the live shows, and we have a couple of beers backstage before we go on to take the edge off a little bit. But it's, you know, to get on stage in front of any group of people is a little bit nerve-wracking. But if you're doing it every single night, in you know, with everybody staring at you night in, night out, I think that that pressure, it's not a natural thing for human beings to really want to do that.
And he did it. He was a prisoner from about 1956 on. And the sad thing is that much of it, was created in his own mind. Because by 1968 or so, he was at a career lull before he did that comeback special with the black leather. The producer actually, this is a true story. He said, let's reinvent yourself. He's like, I can't. I am what I am. He says, I can't even go out on the street. And Steve Binder, who was the producer of the special, walked him out onto Hollywood Boulevard and he stood there unrecognized.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that prison was self-inflicted. Elvis invented it in his head.
Yeah, but the prison is also the ability
to... He also married a 16-year-old young lady.
Yeah, but to be fair, he met her when she was 14.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the whole idea. You mentioned... You mentioned Whitney Houston, and you mentioned Elvis Presley,
yes.
And the list goes on
Belushi.
and on. I was watching the 60 Minutes interview with Joaquin Phoenix, and they were talking about River Phoenix, who was already an established movie star when he OD'd out on Sunset Strip. I mean,
Prince.
It was just, it's a Prince, it, you know, it's
Michael
just
Jackson,
this stuff
Elvis's son-in-law.
We
well, Michael Jackson was hypothetically murdered.
You know, I was only in the hospital with real, like, liquid medication one time in my life. Well, that's not true because I with the hips, I had a little bit of that, too. But it was different.
Hips don't lie,
I remember
Mike.
Back in the day when I had, I was in the hospital for my gut.
92.
With diverticulitis. Yeah. And they gave me what was called liquid Demerol.
Yeah.
Oh,
Elvis loved
and
it.
And I remembered hitting the button and you feel a warmth go into your arm. And then it was the most, it's just, hey, nothing
morphine,
matters at
same
all.
Deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing, morphine, any kind of opiates in it, and it feels that way.
Yeah.
So Elvis did that, and then because of that,
Elvis
really
would do
insane.
That and then go to the fridge.
He'd go eat. He would go, he would get, he would wake up and take amphetamines, right?
He'd
take amphetamines to stay up. I don't know what kind of drugs he was.
Well, at night there was what he called the attack, and there was two different prepared envelopes. The first one to make him fall asleep, and then about 2 or 3 hours later, a second to keep him asleep. But then to go, he would go.
That's terrifying.
He would go, you know, days at a time too on speed and stuff. But he was more about downers. He liked downers. But he would
he'd be like being relaxed on stage.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, man, that's why.
He had lots of drugs leading up to the Hawaii show, but he was clean at that moment. But as I said.
Why do you insist on that?
Why
he
do
wasn't?
You keep on like.
No,
why do you insist? He
because
wasn't.
It's a fact.
I looked at him. He was not. There's no way he was clean. No way. As God is my witness.
For months leading up. For months leading up, he was clean. Now, I'm saying that he did drugs before that, and he was screwed up before that.
He was taking drugs before he went on stage?
No, he was not. He was not.
How do you base that? Why do you feel?
Because Rob attaches to these celebrities like nobody attaches to them.
Well, no, I mean, I'm
hate to burst your bubble.
I'd be quick to point out any fault.
I know. By the way, I've worked with, you know, I know when somebody's wasted. All right, and let me say, you go and you see that, and he's like,
"Oh, that guy's hammered."
Hey, what makes you? Because where did you read this?
There is every book that says he was. This was the last
24 hours. He was clean.
Well, I think it was like about 4 or 5 weeks leading up to it. He was clean. He worked out. He tanned. He wanted to make the best possible presentation. Listen, I'm just telling you facts.
Clean Elvis, clean. And normal person clean.
Now, there
is
may
a
have
different
been,
entity.
There may have been some traces from 4 or 5 weeks before.
Let me look.
No, see, you're not going to give it up. No. I'm going to tell you.
Now
that
I'm
going to
Google
that
this
man
bitch.
took a Xanax or something.
No, but the thing is, you want to talk about addiction. He was so proud of the way he looked and the way he performed and the way that show came off. But still, the very evening after he did that broadcast, he got. As effed up
it's
as
like,
he could
you
get.
Know this world. It's like your Wait Not commercial. You shot that commercial, and then what'd you
so
do?
So you say absolutely no chance that he took any drugs prior to that Hawaii special.
I would be willing to stake my reputation
Isn't
as an Elvis
fan. Isn't
that
the one where they're in the back of the lemon? It's a hot time in Florida.
You see, that's also, that is.
Man, can Hawaii get sticky? He's wasted.
No,
listen
that's,
to him.
That's a misnomer because that is not the Hawaii special. That is actually from Elvis on Tour. That movie, that documentary, This Is Elvis, they sort of juggled the timeline. So you have to, for the Hawaii thing, you just need
to
see him on stage.
Do you have any clips of Elvis in the Aloha concert?
Of course, yeah.
So play a clip and let's listen to him. Do you have any clips of him talking
at the Aloha concert? I'll play him introducing his band, but I'll just need a second to bring it up.
Oh, good. Okay. Then Oscar, you're going to be the arbiter. I say that Elvis might be a little effed up. Now, remember, Elvis had that kind of way of talking.
Lazy
anyway.
Southern,
But I believe that even to... I think
I like
that
you're going to your grave with this. This is fantastic.
Well,
this is
truth.
He's digging his heels.
He's an Elvis fan. Yeah,
he's the one that got us talking about
this
Elvis.
This is fantastic.
We'll take a break.
Yeah, your
passion. Let's take a break.
All right. Infectious.
We will find the clips and we will continue this discussion about whether Elvis at the Aloha concert was just as effed up as he was every day of his life. we'll see that. And I wanted to hear it was going to be an homage, and then Rob says he's clean.
And Mike,
clean.
And remember,
he's clean like somebody's dookie.
And remember, Mike, he tanned.
Yes.
Oh,
your boys, Twitch and Amato.
Have you seen TMOS on TikTok? It's tiny, delicious, bite-sized morsels from the boys at the Michael Mara Show.
That's friggin' unbelievable.
TMOS on TikTok.
It's hotter than a deep-fried calzone for Luigi's on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn.
Oh!
And now I'm off to the All-You-Can-Eat Kiss concert.
The best of O'Mara.
We are having a discussion about Elvis Presley, and Rob gets weird about his celebrity crushes. He's weird about Jerry. He's weird about Elvis, and
but you see,
he's weird
I would,
about Paul McCartney.
I would be very quick to tell you when Elvis was screwed up. Now, when you were talking about that clip, the Man Can Hawaii Get Sticky, and you always said it was weird that he follows it up with saying, it's a hot time in Florida. It's because they've dubbed in the part about Man Can Hawaii Get Sticky because he's actually in Florida in that documentary footage. They just cut it to make it look like it was the
Y show. I just sent you both links. I know you have the sound, but I sent you both links of some. I took a deep dive in the dark web,
right,
and I found an Elvis archival website where it shows pictures of Elvis on stage, and it also shows cue cards for Elvis for when he's on stage for this worldwide concert.
Right, that's not unusual for a singer to use cue cards.
Yeah, but the cue cards, when you look at them, I think you'll see that they were very nervous about how he was going and what he was going to do on stage.
Well, yes. I can see right now the cue cards are for the song "Welcome to My World."
Yes,
which is not one of his normal songs that he would sing.
Don't you think the cue cards scream this man doesn't know where he is?
No, the cue cards scream preparedness.
Preparedness.
Yeah,
the cue cards are the size.
Rob, I'm not. I don't have any drugs. Anymore,
no drugs, Elvis. You look good. I believe this might be the only time he performed this song.
Scroll down if you don't mind, Mike.
I don't want to hear the song. I want to hear him talk.
Okay, you will hear him talk, but I just want to hear a little bit.
Welcome to my world.
Great song. And he's in great voice at this
point. Yeah, he is. All right, here he is introducing his band. And also, I would put it to you that now it is standard.
I'll be waiting here.
Look how big those cue cards are. For all musicians to have their lyrics, although now it's done on video.
I understand that, Rob, but you think that if he's at his prime, he doesn't need, like, what is talk show cue cards?
Well, we're at our prime, and we record on four different sources every day just in case. And I don't see where that says anything about George. All right, here he is, Mike. Are you ready for the vocal dissection of Elvis?
Please.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Rob, I'm looking down at you.
Okay, that's not the Hawaii concert. No, that's not. You can tell by the jumpsuit. The jumpsuit's wrong. It's the Eagle jumpsuit for Elijah.
He might have taken off his
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce the members of my group to you before we go any further.
Thank you, honey.
First of all, Mr. D.D. Sumner, the Stamps Quartet.
Now, all right. I will offer
That's
you...
That's wasted.
No, no.
That's wasted.
No.
Oh, you are so wrong about that. First of all, I got sick in the hospital last night.
No, you see, that's nowhere near that. That's not.
No, but it's not. But it's also not. He's slurring, Rob.
That's how he talks. Even when he's a little kid, that's how he talks.
A little kid. Oh, you knew him as a little kid?
No, when he was like on the Ed Sullivan Show.
All those 8-year-old interviews with Elvis.
All right, I was speaking figuratively. I'm talking about like on the Ed Sullivan Show. All right. John Wilkerson. No, this is.
Play it again, Oscar. Now you got to pay attention.
This is wasted.
I've been singing that song for a long, just a minute here. I've been singing that song for a long time. And a lot of people kind of got it associated with me because they think it's a personal name. It is
right.
not.
It's Go back to Hawaii. We're arguing about Hawaii.
Yes. Okay, all right.
I also think that's out of shape.
Frankie Lane do it, I think it was.
What's that?
He's out of shape.
Well, there's that too. Okay, hold on one sec.
Well, I'm out of shape. I don't slur my words.
Sure.
I mean, not all the time. All right, we're going back.
We're going back to Hawaii. We're going back.
Can't get a little more level.
Yeah, hold on.
I'll try to hide it from
Turn around and let him see you. Let him see you.
Let him see you. Let him see you.
This is the legendary Desert Storm concert, and this is
the Hawaii concert?
I'm trying to get back to it.
Why?
And if you listen to this, understand this is.
Damn. Now, show my little daughter, Lisa. She's 6 years old.
This is later, Elvis.
Yeah, I'm giving you an example of how he sounds. No, I'm not conjuring. I'm telling you that there are times when he does sound screwed up, but it's not so much at the Hawaii show.
Not so much now. You said you had absolutely
he was sober. He was a little high.
No, he doesn't. He does not at all.
He probably popped a pill or two.
No. No, no,
no. What is wrong with you?
Thank you.
Is this it?
This is Hawaii. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to the whole thing. Listen, Oscar.
Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce the members of my group to you before going any further.
Pause it. Nobody says that like that.
He does. And also, you can't comment because you don't know anything about his catalog.
I know, but I know addiction. And I hear addiction.
I'd like to introduce the members of my group to you. All right, let's play the
whole thing. See, but that's not, this is his lazy southern drawl cadence. It's not drug related. Okay. It's not.
Okay. First of all, Mr. J.D. Sumner, the Stamps Quartet.
Okay, can you pause? He's so f***ed up that his mouth can barely open when he's trying to talk.
He's slurring.
Not.
He is slurring, Rob.
No.
All right,
it's just the way he talks. It's just the way he talks.
The Sweet Inspirations. Little girl with a beautiful high voice is Kathy Westmoreland.
That was good.
He got the T in there.
Westmoreland.
And the lead guitar is James Burton.
I wonder how big that cue card was.
Rhythm guitar, John Wilkerson.
You having help with these jokes? You're coming up with them on
you
your own.
Stopped it at the John Wilkerson. That's the one he said. I got all your tricks, Spiewak.
What, Mike?
I know all your tricks.
Hold on. If you be quiet, I'll play you John Wilkerson. Hold on.
And the lead guitar is James Burton.
It'll follow this one.
Mm-hmm.
Ready, listen to this.
Rhythm guitar, John Wilkerson.
Oh, come on.
On the drums is Ronnie Tutt. On the Fender bass, Jerry Schiff.
Pretty good so far.
On the piano is Glenn Hardin.
Huh. You see, I would not defend him if he wasn't straight. Because I know
he gives me my scarves and sings harmony with me. And his name is Charlie Hodge.
Because I realize the man did do drugs. I know this, but this is one of the weird times when he was not high.
Our conductor, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Joe Grishow.
Okay.
That's the
I guess this is a problem we're having here.
Right.
And it's two it's
why are we relitigating?
But it's twofold. It's your obsession and your absolute
fascination with facts?
No, your absolute.
No, you can't say it's facts because you don't know for sure.
Yeah, your absolute that he was completely sober when this was happening.
Exactly.
And then
you don't know if that's a fact.
All research and all sort of
what research?
Books I've read.
What research?
Every book I've read, including all the books that do everything they can.
I've read a Harry Potter. That doesn't mean I know about wizards.
That's a lie. You don't know how to read. The fact is, every book, even the most salacious, the ones that want to make him look as bad as possible, they all agree on one point, is that he was straight and clean for this concert.
Does this mean we're going to have another listener poll today? I mean, they voted on Pauly Christine yesterday, and who knows?
Now, this is fun for me.
Yeah, no, I can tell the way you form the questions in your head.
This is the first time I've seen you, like, kind of get into an album, like talk it, sing it while it's being.
Mm-hmm.
So you know this album really well.
What the hell are you trying to say?
I'm saying that you're so obsessed with Elvis,
right?
That you just can't, like, you're blinded. You're blinded by your own unconscious bias.
No,
that he can't not be clean.
He's an enabler.
Like, you would be the guy that gives him the pills.
Pony.
No, I wouldn't.
Pony, your brother Pony. Your brother Pony is kicking.
Well,
you
always too. A chooses his spots and B chooses them well.
Don't take this out on me.
I would hate for something unfortunate to happen to you today.
Well,
Pony.
We'll never know. We'll never know, Rob. We'll never know what's true.
Big hug.
He gets every. This is an incredibly fast song. He gets every lyric.
Hey, baby. I ain't asking what you do.
All right, now that's funny.
Just a bigger, bigger, bigger hug of love. Tell me you're
I love Elvis.
I know.
Who doesn't love Elvis? I love him, but he's gone too soon.
But one cue card does not an addict make.
Well, but
you know what? Your presentation is flimsy, and you've never read a book about him, and you don't have any facts to back it up, save one picture. For one song that he recorded once at this show, it was not his song. Okay. He was probably not 100% good with the lyrics. It was also written and performed by a guy named Kui Lee, who is a hero in Hawaii. Okay. And the reason they did this concert... No.
Yeah, hit the commercials. We got to get a commercial again. You're showing.
Relax for a second. I want to finish this point.
Oh,
they did the entire concert to raise money for this guy's cancer fund, all right? And so when Elvis was to sing his signature song, Kui Lee's signature song, they probably wanted to make sure he got it right.
But it was a failure.
How is it a failure?
They haven't cured cancer.
I guess you're right. And I know that they have not cured cancer because
this the intro.
No, this is we're going to commercial. I sit next to a cancer every day. Love to cure that.
Hey, Rob, congratulations on the anniversary of the Aloha concert in Hawaii.
And I will be observing as I always do tonight with a big bottle of Dilaudid.
Mrs. Z wants candy.
Shannon.
Thanks, Paige.
I like Dexter. To snack.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads. They're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bit of honey. I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Best of O'Mara.
Happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show. Big day today. We've got our good friend Gilbert Gottfried, who will be joining us momentarily.
Big day.
Yes.
On the...
He's playing a venue that we've played before.
State Theater.
Yeah,
and Falls Church. Gilbert will be at the... let me give him a plug already. Gilbert will be at the State Theater this Saturday, December 14th at 9 p.m. when I will be in Tampa, Florida at the Capitals game. With my friend Fried. And then apparently the Capitals are staying over at the hotel, and I'm staying with the Capitals.
What?
At the hotel with my wife.
Really?
Oh. Will probably be taken from me and ravished by those studly, large professional athletes.
You got to give her a pass for something like that.
Yeah. Bucket list.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
look, as one, Mike, you know, I've been in relationships where.
Yeah, I know. We're the wrestler. It's
No, the wrestler. A celebrity. Let's just, you always got to give all the details.
Wasn't the celebrity a wrestler?
Well, this is the thing about
was it before or after he made the movie Tooth Fairy?
No, I wish it was him. If it was him, I'd be high-fiving and asking for details.
That's true. And it wasn't also like a Bubba the Love Sponge situation where you watched the wrestler, right?
No. I didn't see the Hulkamania
breakout. I won't settle
for
anybody less than Alex Ovechkin.
That's what I'm saying. If it's Ovi, you got to let the Great 8 go. You got to let it
all
go.
All right, I will.
I'll be on the same page.
That's it.
What about Beagle?
Jay Beagle?
Yes.
Is he still on the team?
I don't think so, but it's a name that I remember.
You love Jay Beagle just because he has the name of a dog.
It's a dog name.
Because you're not into sports, and that's what you like, Jay Beagle.
Well, I like names.
I would say you give a pass to Ovi or Strasburg.
Well, Steven Strasburg.
Well, he's not on the Nationals. He's not on the team anymore
either.
Yeah,
he's relevant. He just signed his new deal.
Yeah, he's probably going to retire as a National.
He'll retire as his own sovereign country.
That's right.
Beware of long-term contracts. You know, speaking of sports,
is that what you said at CBS?
Yeah, no, it's what I said to my second wife. Oh,
bada boom.
We have a lot of Redskins fans that have been suffering and listen to this show.
Yes.
Let me make you feel a little better right now as a New York Giants fan. And I cannot control myself. This is like being a heroin addict. I watched my beloved New York Giants last night play the Philadelphia Eagles. And the reason I stayed up for this game,
most of the game.
Thank you. And, this current incarnation of the New York Giants is one of the most soulless teams I have ever seen. They just don't have any heart whatsoever. But because the boy wonder, Daniel Jones, got hurt and they were bringing back Eli Manning for what may be his farewell appearance.
Yes.
I decided I would stay up. And for the first half, I'm like, wow, what a way to go out. And then, no, of course not. They can't hang in there because the Giants don't care. What the Giants care about is hair and jewelry and all that, and a coach that's out of control that has no discipline on the team whatsoever. And just watching this wonderful lead that would have been a wonderful swan song for the guy that gave the New York Giants two championships, Super Bowl MVP, not once, but twice. And it would have been a great little way to go out. And I posted.
Oh, no. I saw that. I was like,
I was so disappointed.
This is quite a message to the world.
Mm-hmm. I was filled with Diet Coke. So I was up till 1 o'clock in the morning, winding down after the game. And it's a game that's meaningless.
Yep.
It's meaningless.
I guess that's the rub there. It's better for them to lose as a team, but for Eli to win individually, it would have been nice.
You know, it would have been really, really nice to see just the farewell, but they couldn't do it. Their defensive secondary filled with, celebrations and showboating and just not getting
the job
done.
You hate the showboating?
I've hated the showboating since it came into the league. I hate that. I don't think when your team is losing, this is a new twist on this.
Ooh.
When your team is losing and you sack a quarterback and you do a dance to celebrate when your team's down 21-0, you don't celebrate. You don't say it's complete. This is a team. Part of a team.
Do you like it like the Packers did in the 1940s when they'd get into the end zone and they just place the ball down?
Yeah. I wish it would go back to that.
Attack.
You know what it would do? But it would teach kids that there are more important things than getting out there and celebrating.
The dancing has been fun, Mike.
Oh, fun my ass!
Have you
seen
the Seattle Seahawks?
Yes.
No, they do boy bands. Oh, good.
What about the fun bunch?
How about the Redskins when they did the pose in the end zone? Does that represent their record? The fact that for another year they're not going to the playoffs. Where's the satisfaction? Well,
when you're losing, when you're terrible, okay, I give it to you. You shouldn't be dancing. You should. You're paid to win.
Under any circumstances whatsoever, I don't think a losing record and a losing team, you shouldn't do it. It's just the way I feel about it. And to be honest with you, even in competition,
yes,
I think it takes focus. If you're thinking so much about your choreography, if you succeed,
yes,
that may prevent you from succeeding. That's the way. I like the old school. I know
one must focus.
This is generational. You grew up with this stuff. I did.
Look, if you can continuously deliver like the Seattle Seahawks, not this past week, but in general for the season, where you go from your new kids on the block, NSYNC to New Edition. And you have all the moves correct and down. And you can actually do so in a manner where you're like, they've actually worked this out.
Yes.
That's impressive. The bowling and falling down, I've seen that.
You know what, Oscar?
The grenade and everybody go.
Your bar is in the mud.
Have you
your
tried
bar,
to dance?
Your bar
it's
is
hard.
So, your bar is so low.
Five, six, seven, eight. Do I go at six? Do I go at seven? Why eight? What about 1, 2, 3, 4?
Do you want to know what's impressive? Running the correct route.
Yes,
that's impressive.
This also takes practice.
That's impressive. Yes. You know what's impressive? A trick play that catches the defense flat-footed.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Like the Patriots.
I don't give two rats dookies for a celebration
what about the
in
Bills?
The end zone.
What about the Bills? They've been doing, not so much this past week.
Damn. No. Listen, not a good week
Ravens.
For them.
I don't think the celebration is exclusive to any particular team. There's no team that, what?
If you really want to know someone who understands sports, we have our guest on the line. I'm sure he has an opinion.
Oh, here's a man that can talk about football. Okay. You know what? I'll get right to it, right out of the gate. Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
All right. So I'm really upset because I stayed up too late last night watching the New York Giants for Eli Manning, which was going to be a nice farewell performance, and they lost to the Eagles. And I don't know whether you're a big football fan or not. But, Gilbert, I'm not happy today. I'm just, and then we went to you, and my first question was going to be how you feel about celebrations when a team is losing the game. And that got messed up because we weren't connected to you. I'm at the beginning of the show, it's the holidays. I'm having a bad day. Gilbert, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
Just as well as you are.
Gilbert, on the scale of doing DJ, and I still consider myself a DJ, on the scale of things that Gilbert, the scale of 10 that are things Gilbert Gottfried enjoys doing in his life, where do disc jockey interviews rank on the scale from 1 to 10.
Oh, that's why I went into the business.
All right, Hillary's taking me out of my bed.
When I was a little kid, I thought, gee, you know, I'd like to wake up at 2 in the morning and then do, you know, Crazy Jim and Captain Bob in his morning zoo.
Comedians love DJs. DJs love comedians.
Yes, and I also love if you could put in like at least one sound effect.
Let me see here. Yeah, hold on, I think we can come up with that. Second, I want to give him
anything's possible.
I want to give him a good one here.
Yeah.
Do you, Gilbert? Why don't you? I've got everything because I'm a disc jockey. That's what I do. What would you like? Would you like a ta-da stager, like ladies and gentlemen? And he can hear this down the line, Rob.
He can.
Gilbert Gottfried.
That's good. I like that. Maybe a gunshot too.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Here we go. Gilbert's upset. Oh, my God. No. Watch out.
Oh, yeah.
How about this? Warning. Warning. Gilbert Gottfried's in a bad mood.
Do you have a dog barking for no reason whatsoever?
Wait a minute. I have a chimpanzee. You want to hear the
good enough.
Oh, no. I have a dog. I have a vicious dog. Here we go. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's excellent.
I have a vicious dog. I have a doorbell.
Oh.
Gilbert's at the door.
No, come in, Gilbert. He's here. Please welcome. Right. Make yourself at home.
I have an elephant. I have an elephant, Gilbert. I don't use him unless... this is great. This is, I never get to play him.
Gilbert, your choice.
It's fantastic. Out of desperation, do you have a fart sound?
Out of desperation, because no DJs have fart sounds. No DJs.
Yes.
No.
Oh, perfect.
There you go. That's
good. Now, is there a way to combine it? Could it be a gunshot farting?
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me get these really turned up here. I want to make sure they're all really turned up. All right. Here we go. All right. Here's the gunshot. Do you want the gunshot first and the fart, or the fart and then the gunshot? Because it's a ricochet sound effect. So if you do the fart, I would play. Look, it's your call, Gilbert Gottfried, but I would play the fart
first.
Well,
I would think someone hears a gunshot, gets frightened, and farts.
Okay. Here we go.
That's right. All right.
Everybody quiet down. Listen carefully.
I think that was perfect. unless we make it that someone farts and the other person is so angry he shoots him.
All right, here we go. I'll do the other one. Here we go. Wait, hold on. Hey, Gilbert, I got one for you. How about a person farts and the person that is in the same room falls because it's so overwhelming. All right,
you ready for this? Excellent, excellent.
Right, this will work. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I could picture it.
You're painting, Mike. Painting with sound.
Someone farts and the other person, it's so awful, the other person drives away really quick.
All right, here we go. Well, how about a fart? I'll give you a fart and an accident, Gilbert, okay?
Oh, excellent.
Oh, you're gonna like this. Yes. This is where we're cooking. We're cooking now. Here we go. Ready? Listen.
Much better. Much better.
Hey, how about this? How about Gilbert Gottfried in heaven? Are you ready?
Yeah. Gilbert, okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Let's go to Gilbert Gottfried in heaven. All right. There we are. Hi, Gilbert. You're in heaven now. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I'd like to hear a fart and a dog barking. St. Peter.
St. Peter!
Stop the dog. The dog's too loud.
Well,
the dog's too loud.
Heaven is everything I pictured it to be.
Gilbert will be performing at the State Theater in Falls Church Saturday, December 14th at 9 p.m. Doors open at 7. A very few tickets are still available at thestatetheater.com. And
Gilbert,
really,
this is your Christmas spectacular, isn't it?
Yes. It's a big Jew Christmas spectacular.
Hey, Gilbert, can I play you one of my all-time favorites?
Yes.
And this is really just, I love this one. This is the review of the Gilbert Gottfried show from North Korea, when he performed in North Korea. Let's listen.
Okay.
Thank you very much. That's it.
Okay, how about?
All right, I got it. Anything you want.
How about the Korean guy? He's so angry.
It's a lady, Gilbert.
Okay. She's so angry. After seeing my show, she farts.
All right, I'm going to have to turn her down a little bit. Hold on just a second. Here we go. All right.
광명성 3호 2호기 위성 발사 성공 12월 10일.
Multiples.
Yeah. Oh, man. I haven't upset. Done this. I really haven't worked this hard in a long time like that. Boy, that meant that, okay. How about the Korean lady goes to Gilbert's show and then she's overcome with nausea.
It's a rave.
High marks all around.
For those of you that were expecting me to actually interview Gilbert Gottfried, it will not be happening today. But look, preparing an interview with Gilbert Gottfried is an impossibility. You don't do that. You never know what he's going to do. You remember we refer to it as the Yakov Smirnov incident.
Yes.
Where Gilbert was. How are you, Gilbert? How's it going?
In America, incidents. In Russia, incidents have you.
Oh, no. Oh, man. That makes me want to fart. There we go. Can't help myself. Gilbert, how's everything going in your world? Everything good? Everything all right? Oh, no. He's going to do it.
Things go on in your world. In Russia, war goes on inside you.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I did it.
Yeah, you lit the fuse. You lit the fuse.
I'm responsible for this. Yes. I'm not even gonna say anything right now. I'm just gonna wait. Because you know he wants to do Gilbert, what's new in your world? Now he'll just do another
In America. Stuff is new in your world. In Russia, world is new inside you.
Yakov.
Here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I don't have anything else to say. I'm just here. Gilbert, any big plans for the holiday? Here comes another Yakov. Any big plans for the holidays, Gilbert? You and the fam doing anything special?
In America, you have plans for the holiday. In Russia, the holiday has plans for you.
Oh my god. Guys, you have any questions for Gilbert?
Yeah, I do actually. Gilbert, I still never miss an episode of the Amazing Colossal podcast despite Frank Santopadre.
What's the podcast again, Rob?
It is Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast, and he is doing a marvelous job of keeping stories of old Hollywood and show business alive. And I think you've been at it for so long,
Gilbert. You love it.
I love it. You've actually got long form interviews recorded with people who have passed, like Joe Franklin and Bill Macy.
He's not going to answer you.
I'm wondering, it's just a setup. Do you have any guests
you really want to know.
On your wish list? Who's top on your wish list for the podcast right now?
In America, you're listening to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast. In Russia, podcast listens to you.
Oh, God. What are we doing here? What are we doing to feed our families?
Gilbert. This is Oscar Santana. I was hoping that we could maybe catch dinner before your show on Saturday. What do you say?
In America, you catch dinner. In Russia, dinner
catches you.
Oh, Lord. Hey, by the way, he just comes on and does this. I get to give all the plugs. It's GilbertPodcast.com.
Yes.
And get all the information at GilbertGottfried.com. And you can get a personalized Gilbert shout out at cameo.com.
He's ready now.
Gilbert, what do they get when they get a personalized shout out from you? What exactly happens?
In America, you go to cameo.com for personalized Gilbert greeting. In Russia, cameo.com goes to you for personal greeting.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It's been so nice visiting with you during the holidays, Gilbert. I really enjoyed everything, and we love everything you do. And anything exciting that people can look forward to at the State Theater this coming Saturday night? Is there anything like the people in the front row might enjoy?
In America, people in the front row get excited. You get excited to be in the front row.
There you go. Thank you. That's Gilbert Gottfried, everybody. Thank you so very much for joining us. We really appreciate that. He's at the State Theater this Saturday, December 14th. Doors open
at 7.
Get
your tickets. Come on,
folks.
Go ahead. Play the music, Rob Spiewak. Oh, we get to start the show now.
Yeah, we have to Gilbert, start the show.
Hey, Gilbert, thanks so much for joining us.
In America, you thank for joining you. In Russia, the thanks joins you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oscar, it is your father.
I listen to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show!
And then,
The Mike Show!
There is a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying and the list you gave me.
I am disappointed in you.
Am I your payaso? Which means, am I your clown?
Oh,
am I your clown, right, in Spanish?
No. And, am I your clown?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Your brother is being pushy. Tell him to back off.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't be un payaso. The TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored hour of La Diversión. Every week, order a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com, and you'll have a plethora of the Mike Bonus Show.
Payaso.
The best of O'Mara.
The commercial that's out there, I don't know why it annoys me. It probably does because I'm in a zone now where I feel like on football, watching a lot of football, that the only people that are getting commercials on football games are the big regulars,
yeah.
And the iPhone commercial, just on and on and on with their space age music and they're super cool and throwing all sorts of stuff and then the birthday cake landing on the iPhone. Everybody's seen that commercial
because
sure. They bought a million of them. I will say that on an iPhone, outside of the ability not to butt dial, my other priority would be taking pictures of my kid.
Yeah.
And I see that this particular iPhone, it's not one, not two, but three different cameras on it, or camera lenses on it. And I know you are a man whose soul is full of gadgets, and you like to be first to get these
first.
Things. Are you purchasing that phone?
The answer is yes.
Is it part of that subscription plan you're in?
Well, that's a different story. Because as soon as the iPhone was announced, I saw it come down. I'm part of the lease your phone so you can get the new phone as soon as it comes out plan. Right. Mm-hmm. In the past, I would spend money that should have probably gone towards an oven to get a phone, the new phone that came out. And I said, there's got to be a smarter way.
Does the new iPhone have an oven?
Does not have an oven.
Oh, just checking.
They have an iPhone
11. They have an iPhone 11 Pro. The 11 has two lenses. The Pro has three lenses. Now, you wonder, well, what's a third lens? One of them gives you a telephoto lens. The other one gives you just a better quality picture. Now,
right there, I have to stop
you. They're teasing you, Mike.
No, I thought the third lens could read minds. Oh, so bummed out about that.
But what is exciting is this, is that the pictures.
His PIN number is.
And I've gone to the store to actually preview this phone.
Hold it.
My hands on it.
Yeah. By the way, is my camera setting, now that I white balance it, on the cadaver setting? I've got a bit of color in my face. Why do I feel like I'm gray today?
Maddie, what's your take?
Maddie, what's happening?
Yeah.
Maddie, we're having an earthquake. Oh my God. What's going on? I don't know. All right. Does it look all right, Maddie?
That seems a little better now. Maybe it just took an earthquake.
Right. Anyway, so what is your upside? Your upside is that if you live and die by these pictures,
right,
and you want what I would say is a widescreen picture or telephoto lens, mm-hmm, or more options, they have a pet portrait mode, Mike, if you want to take pictures of Frankie so he looks like he's an absolute model dog. Now they have that feature.
What's the difference between a pet portrait mode and a regular portrait mode? By the way, I've used the portrait mode and I like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like it a lot. Mm-hmm.
So the pet portrait mode is tuned in order to actually, I would say, compensate for how much a pet moves around. So
faster exposure, yeah, perhaps?
And you can, the way that they sell you is that you can see the actual hairs on, if you zoom in, on your pet. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, Carla's becoming an esthetician. She actually might use that mode on some of her waxing subjects.
To figure out which hair she needs to remove.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. By the way, she's been giving me some of the details on that. On the bikini wax, which is part of her training. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. You know, they come in from behind sometimes.
The
you
hairs?
Know what I mean? That's not hairs.
That's funny. That is hilarious, actually.
Sneaky little buggers.
No.
So
that get rid of the hair, they come in from.
Yeah.
Yeah. There. I always thought it would be best if it would be like the string on the top of a bag of dog food. If you just pulled it, they all came out. $40, please.
Yeah. That's what, so do you like the phone?
The pet portrait mode is still went to Brazilian wax mode.
I apologize. Let me get us back on track. You say that the difference between the 11 and the 11 Pro is two to three lenses, right?
What is
the third lens that makes it the Pro? What's the add-on?
The add-on is the telephoto lens, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, all right. So that gets you super close.
Bottom line is this. I read about this 2 weeks ago. I got excited. I went to the store. I said, upgrade me, please. I'm on this lease program.
Mm.
This is where they get you. Am I going to get this phone? Yes. I will get it in March of next year, because apparently I have to keep my phone
for
a full effing year before I can upgrade, which is in the fine print when I'm paying a premium.
It's more like 6 months. So it's half a year because they come out with stuff every 6 months, so you can't get it right.
Yeah, but I was under the impression if I go lease, baby.
So you're not going to have your new phone when we see My Fair Lady?
I'm not going to have it.
That sucks.
Are you going to get the iPhone 11 Pro or the iPhone 11 Pro Max?
Pro Max, Mike. Pro Max.
Oh, what's the Pro Max? Big one.
Do you know what that retails for?
I don't need to know because I'm leasing.
Can I guess?
You go ahead.
I'll guess the Pro Max, that's the top Magilla. I will say that is $1,899.
$1,099.
Whoa!
It's an expensive phone.
Cheaper than a puppy.
But Mike, I lease them.
But you need one to take pictures of the puppy.
Now, mm-hmm, as far as the pictures are concerned, I don't know if anybody listening in our audience outside of photographers really use all those modes.
Mm-hmm.
I know that most people now use portrait mode if they have that, or they actually use their camera over any other, I guess, DSLR, because DSLRs, you got to walk around.
Sure. It's an extra thing.
But it's not the same. I would say that if you have an iPhone 7, upgrade to the 11. If you've got an iPhone X, it may not be worth your upgrade. It just may not
be. I'm not going to do it because I'm just, but I hate this phone.
What do you have?
I hate my phone. I have the iPhone X.
Okay.
I have the iPhone X Max, and I'm not going to be subscribing.
Same here.
No.
Now,
not going to do it. I don't think I got the thing you got, which is the get a new phone every hour or something like that.
It's the lease.
On the hour.
The lease. Yeah.
It's the lease.
I don't know.
So the hype behind
iPhones on the 8.
There's also a 3D, version of the pictures you can take that with the iPhone 11 Pro that makes your pictures look like they're in 3D. That I've seen, and it is cool.
So they use both cameras to give the illusion of depth?
All three.
Oh, they use all three.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, see, that's cool.
That is
cool. And you don't need glasses for that? Yeah.
You don't need glasses.
Wow. I'll wait a generation.
Not 10.
But, you know, at my age, that can be dangerous. You know,
Mike, the last time you said you're going to wait a generation was after your second marriage.
But if you, but for all you, all you, Andrew.
Sorry, he's in that mode.
He's killing.
I know.
All you Android fans out there, you're probably like,
losers.
Well, you're like, Samsung's had of 3 to 4 cameras forever. Like, we're always catching up. I bow down to you because the Google Pixel. Great effing phone.
If you bow down, Carla can also give you a bikini wax.
The Samsung Note, it's
a surprise bikini wax.
It is a great phone. This is the problem. I can't get into a world where I don't see a blue message from another friend. We've talked about this before. They lock you into their ecosystem. So when you text someone, you want to make sure that they got the message.
Right.
So if you had an Android or I had an Android, then I wouldn't know if you actually got my message.
This is why it's annoying when we have a group text and Pony replies in green.
Pony, who hates the Apple Corporation, always has, always will. And, you know, even though it affects his job adversely.
Yeah, exactly.
Shannon is here. Shannon is here, and I want her to confirm that we do not fight at night. Come on in.
She's fixing her hair, just like I do before I come on.
The woman who's married to the Velociraptor.
That's right.
Shannon, they're calling me a monster.
Hi, you look lovely today. Aqua is your color.
Oh, stunning. Thank you, sir. Thank you. You look lovely as well.
Well, God bless you. Right back at you.
You two break it up.
I thought I was talking.
Not anymore. Let me say this. Shannon, the guy said that when we argue at night, I say, hey, I don't want to talk about this anymore in a manner because, quite frankly, I'd rather just go to bed and then discuss it in the morning. Does that bother you? Because it bothers them when their wives do that to them.
Oh.
She's thinking.
This is tough.
It is. Bother me when...
If you guys have a disagreement, and the way it works in our house, Carla is very, very comfortable with being able to, you know, we'll have that moment, and then she will turn in and sleep like a baby. And we'll probably revisit it. Sometimes we won't. I am the closer. I have to get closure or it drives me nuts and I will have a terrible night. So which category do you fall into? Oscar indicated that he can be having a disagreement. And if he's tired and he just wants to go to sleep, he can shut it down. We weren't clear on what side you were on with that. Does that drive you nuts if he does that? Or are you the same way where you can sleep well if you're in the middle of some disagreement or something?
I have to apologize because... I do feel like I would rather just turn in and go to sleep because otherwise, I've dated people who kept me up until the 3 a.m. and then I was miserable at work the next day.
Okay.
So you
both are in the same category.
Yeah.
All right.
This is why it's the happiest marriage in the world.
Also,
they seem very content.
And also,
although he's a velociraptor monster.
Oh, she just kissed my headphone. Thank you, Peter. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
We're on the same page.
Thank you.
Don't ever bring up your ex-boyfriends again.
Bye.
Your chatty ex-boyfriends. Talk.
All right, we got a break. Rob, you should wear a dress like that to work sometime.
I have.
Fantastic. A little off the shoulder action. That would be great.
Woo!
picture of Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, next to Dirk.
The thing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big Dirk energy, yes.
That was good.
The Michael Mara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
Get hard for your money back.
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Vastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years, and the TMOS Bonus Show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom.
Ooh, yeah!
Subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show today and get Big Dirk energy. Click the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com.
It's electric. Woogie, woogie, woogie.
The best of O'Mara.
Maybe later,
Pony. Hey, you better hurry up with the news, Mike. Oscar needs socks.
Wow. Very good. Yeah. Tomorrow, it's all Oscar all the time. Tomorrow, review of the restaurant. I want to hear the Rob Ford story, and I want to get to all the stuff that Oscar, although he's been particularly monstrous today, which has been fun. So,
yes, I like that.
Anyway, the nominees for this year's Golden Globe Awards were announced yesterday. It's the only one I usually mention on the show. The Scarlett Johansson Netflix movie Marriage Story. Has anyone seen it?
Oh, no.
It came out on top with six
nominations. Is it a horror film?
Ryan Reynolds?
Scarlett wasn't nominated. The Irishman and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood tied for second, five each. On the TV side, Chernobyl. Great show.
Good.
The Crown. Another great show.
Great drink.
Unbelievable. Any of you guys watch Unbelievable?
I don't have any background on it, no.
Four nominees.
Is The Irishman one of the nominees? Is it up for longest?
Longest.
Just longest.
Huge snub, though.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, De Niro got snubbed. Mm. Netflix has quickly become the most nominated TV network at the Emmys, and now it's dominating movies, too. Netflix led all movie distributors with 17 nominations, including its first Best Picture drama for Marriage Story, The Irishman, and The Two Popes. On top of that, Netflix's Dolomite. Dolomite Is My Name was nominated for Best
Betty
Picture,
Murphy.
Musical, or Comedy. Sony was next with 8 nominations. Yes.
Now, question, you may not know this, but to be an Oscar contender, you have to be shown in a theater. Now, I know some Netflix films do a premiere in a theater.
They do a 4-week run, 6-week run.
Is that the same for the Golden Globes? Does it have to be a theater release?
I don't know that answer. That's a great question.
I will find out.
Netflix got 17 nods in the TV categories, which is more than any other network. HBO second with 15. In fact, not a single broadcast TV show got a nomination.
What? No network shows?
Apple TV got one.
Wow.
This is Sorry,
Hoda.
Netflix answered all the hysteria over Disney Plus, which, by the way, you have never reviewed for us.
I can't wait.
You're going to be busy tomorrow. You better just be. I'm coming in.
I'm ready,
tomorrow,
Mike.
With my jammies.
You got a holiday party tomorrow. I'm ready.
Bring a lozenge.
I will.
The 77th annual Golden Globe Awards live on NBC. I believe with Ricky Gervais.
Yep.
In it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic. I will be watching because of that. They got smart and said, you gotta put somebody that's going to be ripping these celebrities, please.
Yeah, roast.
That's January 5th. That's
yeah. So that you say no to Savannah Guthrie for that?
Game of Thrones was the most tweeted TV show of the year, and Avengers Endgame was the most tweeted movie. Tom Holland, Tom Holland was the top actor, and BTS. Was the top tweeted musical act.
Mike, if you're maybe a little bored, you want to check out the latest season of Mrs. Maisel, just dropped this past weekend.
Yes.
Watched the first one already?
I'm 3 episodes in. Fantastic.
Yeah. I don't want to do a spoiler thing, but... All right, turn your radio down if you're a Maisel fan. I got to ask Oscar a question. Just you think a little over the top of the production number at the beginning? I mean, wasn't it just a little too much of that and not enough good stuff?
I think
they spent a lot of money, obviously.
We
on it, right?
We know so much about Maisel that we're just used to seeing her in dive bars, but this is the ascension of her career.
Okay, very good. Okay, I get it.
And they've never been shy about, splashy colors and synchronization with music. If not a full-on production number, they've always been aware of it, and it's part of the texture of the show.
Yeah, and I'm all for that at the beginning, and then it was...
You're going to love how the season just continues down this path, because not all goes right, of course.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
Maisel talk.
Surprise, surprise, the New England Patriots are being investigated for cheating again.
Oh, no!
This time they allegedly did it to gain an advantage over the 1-12 Cincinnati Bengals this coming weekend. Here's the deal. The Patriots sent a video crew to Cleveland yesterday when the Browns played the Bengals, but it was all above board and approved by the Browns. They were supposedly there to shoot footage for a web series called Do Your Job, but is that what they were really doing? A Bengals employee supposedly saw a Patriots videographer shooting Cincinnati's coaches and staff on the sideline during the entire first quarter. So security interviewed the videographer, and he reportedly asked if they could just forget the whole thing if he deleted the footage.
Oh, Mike, my God.
This is on the heels of the Astros just getting totally, as far as baseball is concerned, they're changing the way that people can actually scout other teams, and the Astros brought it to the forefront. We never got your take on it. The idea that they would use cameras.
I think they got to be wary of that. You never know. That's why these.
But that's cheating, right?
Yeah, it's cheating. That's why there's such a thing as closed practices. There's a lot of communicating that goes on in the NFL and in baseball. A lot of signs, a lot of plays being called, and the Patriots are cheating, and they always have.
And
Bill Belichick
will.
Is a cheater. And he always has been a cheater. That's the way he rolls. Win at any cost. That's his MO. Look at him. Look at his face. I don't care how many games he wins.
Just last week, the Redskins were caught. They sent a videographer to a Backstreet Boys concert.
Thank you.
To figure out a new end zone dance.
Thank you very much. You got two more weeks to get your Christmas shopping done. And for a lot of people, that means all their Christmas shopping.
You have 2 weeks and a day.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Thank you.
15
days for Christmas shopping.
I'll get through the news at some point.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm really
looking forward to it.
Here comes your buddy, though.
Hi. Have you done your Christmas shopping?
In America.
You better hurry up or
you'll be sorry.
That's from A Miracle on 34th Street.
Mike's already sorry.
Mr. Hand, isn't this our time? An online survey taken yesterday asked 30,000 people if they started shopping yet. Over a quarter of people who plan to give gifts said, no, I haven't. They haven't bought a single present. I haven't. 58% of us... that might not be true. Might have ordered something online for my son. 58% of us have started. 26% haven't. Another 13% aren't planning to buy gifts. And 3% said they don't know.
You know who doesn't know? The guy in the bathroom at Marshall's.
I don't know.
I'm going to tweet about the Marvel movie.
A Michigan man said a trio of prophetic dreams led him to a specific scratch-off lottery ticket that earned him $500,000.
Oh, my God.
Jesse Fravala.
He's a good boy.
Hello, Jesse. He's from Michigan. He told lottery officials he followed instructions from his dreams. I hate these stories, but I love these stories. My dreams are they told me to go buy the lottery ticket.
It's a lucid dream. I get up, I write it down.
So Jesse bought five $500,000 wild time scratch offs from Waz's Party Plus.
That's a good place.
I shop there all the time.
Of course.
He said, he doesn't have an Italian accent, I don't think. I don't know what his accent is.
I guarantee you he does.
Here's what he said.
Yes.
I've had three dreams where I've won a $500,000 playing a game. Ever since the first dream, I've been playing this game, hoping a dream would come true. And here I am. I wasn't expecting to win anything. But the last one either. So I scratched off, when I scratched off the $500,000, I didn't believe it was real. I had tears in my eyes.
Then he went home and posted pictures of food on Facebook.
There you go. The winner and phlegm.
And phlegm.
The winner said he plans to buy a new vehicle and invest the rest of his winnings. Winning.
Smart.
He says, winning definitely she feels like my dream.
Yeah.
Like my dream come true.
Is he going to buy a Fiat or a Vespa?
Okay, now keep a sock in it. And now a little something something. Okay?
Yes.
Please, quiet mouth. The fire department in Tucson, Arizona got a call on Friday afternoon when people heard someone yelling for help from inside a vacant house. It turned out a guy in his 30s had tried to get into the house by sliding down the chimney, and he got stuck. The firefighters were able to rescue him, and cops arrested him for trespassing, drug possession, and an outstanding warrant. And you know, as I read this story, it reminded me of a little Christmas poem that I think you're all very, very familiar with, and I'd like to share it with you right now, if I may.
Please.
'Twas 3 weeks before Christmas, and a meth head walked by. He was filled with ideas. He was probably high. The house looked quite empty. A quick, perfect score. He'd try to get in there, but not through the door. his mind how it raced with the prospect of riches.
I'll slide down the chimney and get rich, you bitches.
Then what to his addled meth brain did he find? The width of the chimney was not being kind. He got stuck there and after a while had to scream. He had screwed up his illegal burglary dream. The fire department had to get him unstuck. Then he was arrested. More terrible luck. Away in the cruiser, this dummy they took. His head hung in shame with a glazed overlook. Our criminal mind would soon be behind bars. He was not one of crime's most incredible stars. He had screwed up so badly this time he was toast, and the thing that our dummy would probably miss most wasn't that he now would miss getting high. It's that house would be claimed by a skinnier guy. I heard the man mumble as they drove him downtown. Christmas time sucks, bro, and Santa's a clown. There. I messed it up. Thank you, Rob.
Better.
I appreciate that. And edit out the old anger.
Right.
We couldn't
save it for the box set.
So we can make it a perfect show. But those of you that are listening to it live, you're going to see all the blemishes. The blemishes on the show. And I got a Charlie word.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.